it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Patriots Friday rolls on. Greg will be back Monday. I am Chris Curtis with Wiggy Courtney Scheim in for the Greg Hill Show this morning. And Pop Douglas joins us now. And Pop is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Look for the new lower prices everyday tags throughout the store and save on the items you buy most. By Windward Mental Health. Start your healing journey now at windwardmentalhealth.com. By Zondark Credit Union. Tackling financial wellness since 1912. Stronger members, stronger communities. Learn more at jdcu.org and by findmassmoney.gov. Pop Douglas, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How about you?
I'm doing great. What was the vibe like Sunday night in Buffalo flying home after that victory on national TV?
It was good, you know. We got the dub, and it felt good.
Did it feel like it was more than just a win? That maybe you guys made a statement to the rest of the NFL?
Nah, I feel like every game is a game that, you know, that means something. You know, I know that was a division and stuff like that, but every game. So like just now, I mean, we got the Saints now, but you know, this game is more important. Is that next game that makes it more important?
Pop, I'm glad you said that too, because a lot of conversations about you guys coming off such a high Sunday night football, getting the win on the road over the Bills, and then going on the road again to take on a Saints team that's not having as good of a season as a team like the Bills. How has Mike Vrabel been able to keep you guys in line, to keep your head in the game, going from such a high to making sure that momentum continues?
Coach Ray's been doing, you know, a good job of, you know, telling the guys, you know, just like winning is a loss, you know, throw that, you know, that game's in the trash, on to the next. He's doing a great job, you know, with us of moving on to the Saints, you know, next day, you know, we're going to the Saints, and that's how it's supposed to be, you know, win or lose.
Pop, I tell you what, it was a great game. I'm more excited about who is going to be the oddest that you guys play. I know it was NBA Youngboy after the Buffalo win, which I'm fascinated with Steph Diggs' Instagram. Talk about, you know, Vrabes is telling you guys to stay focused, the meaning of this game, but just what you have to kind of take from last week against Buffalo into this week against the Saints when it comes to just the mental side of the game?
I would say just take the momentum. Nothing else, honestly. We just need to take that momentum and, you know, take it to the Saints, honestly. Like I say, that Buffalo game in the trash, now it's, you know, the Saints, and I think we just need to bring that momentum to this game and keep stacking days.
Pop, Drake May was spectacular in that game Sunday night. What have you seen from him from year one to year two as you get ready here in week six?
I see his confidence growing. I definitely see his confidence growing. And you can see how he's playing and how he's, you know, getting the offense set up, man. And I'm loving what he's doing. And I pray, you know, he keeps going and keep going in the right direction. We all got his back, and we all believe in him.
Pop, the Saints coming off a win as well. What have you seen while watching film of their defense and what they're good at?
They're pretty good. You know, not just, you know, their record might say something else, but Saints are pretty good. They had, like, a number one defense of, you know, with the turnovers and getting the turnovers. So this should be exciting. You know, their record might say something, but they play better than, you know, what their records say.
Pop, one of the things that we noticed in the game, you know, Ramondre fumbled the football, but it seems like you guys rally around them. We talked to Vrabel, and he talks about the importance of, you know, being able to rely on him. What were some of the things that you guys were saying to him after that situation when a player does make a mistake and they're down, to kind of get their spirits back up, let him know that you guys are still counting on them?
You know, we believe in all our players. You know, coach not going to have somebody out there that he doesn't believe in. And we all believe in Mondre. We know what he can do. And, you know, stuff like this happened to the best. So, you know, it's just about having that next play mentality. Sometimes, you know, going to tell the player something repeatedly, that could make it worse. So, you know, for me, I didn't say nothing to Mondre because I know he has that next play mentality. Not much need to be said. You know, I know some guys probably went up to him, but, you know, he has that next play mentality. And when he touched that field, man, I know that fumble made him want to go. And I know that probably pushed him, and it did. You see how he ended the game, two tuds, and he helped us get that win.
Pop, the offense this year is compared to last year with Josh McDaniels leading the offensive play calling. What has it been like to play for Josh, and what has he specifically helped you with as you are a part of this offense?
Wait, could you say that again, please?
What has it been like with Josh McDaniels as your offensive coordinator this season for you personally?
Man, it's been good, man. Josh has been putting us, you know, in the spot to succeed and learn and grow. He's a great coach, and he done seen a lot. You know, he's been on a lot of players, and I appreciate him. I appreciate, you know, what he does and what places that he put us in, and it's gonna be good once, you know, it's showing, but once we all, you know, get to going, and I'm excited to see how this year keep going.
Pop, obviously an emotional week for Josh, not Josh McDaniels, that's for Steph Diggs, going into a game returning to Buffalo. For him, was that just like did you all notice a difference in him in practice leading into a game like that? Or has that just been him building week upon week, making himself feel more confident coming back from injury? And should we expect that to continue this week?
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nah, yeah, that's him. It just happened to be, you know, that game, you know, where the light just shined on him. But he does this, you know, weekly. He works hard, you know. Our whole group, you know, we working hard to, you know, be better than, you know, a lot of people, you know. And I feel like we work hard, and Steph put that on display. You know, that's just a little sneak peek of, you know, what he can do. And he's been hooping and balling. And he pushing our group for sure. But that's a weekly thing for him. It just happened to be against the Bills, you know. And I know he got more of that in him. And we excited to see it.
Well, I'll say this after the game this week. I'm hoping you guys get a victory. Expectations are high. So tell Diggs, if you're going to go to TikTok or IG, please play some Big Boogie for me. If I'm going to now continue to watch right. The stories afterwards, I need some Big Boogie.
Yes, sir.
And Pop, I'll let you go on this. This is a very historic location you're playing in on Sunday, because it is the site of my man Jermaine Wiggins to my left, where he caught the final pass thrown by Tom Brady that led to the first Super Bowl win with a 48-yard field goal from Adam Vinatieri. So hallowed ground, the site of the Patriots' tough. First Super Bowl win.
Yeah, that's tough, man. Shout out to him for sure.
Thank you, Pop. Good luck in New Orleans. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, appreciate you.
All right, there's Pop Douglas. He didn't know that person was to my left, but great. I mean, what a great place. Do you get goosebumps when you go back there still to the Superdome?
Well, I haven't been back there in a while, but, you know, just thinking about, you kind of see, like, you just think about the situation and what it was like to be down there when you obviously see this, you know, Patriots play in New Orleans. Ugh. It brings up some good memories. And another little story for
you. I love stories with Wiggy.
That New Orleans, obviously, we won the Super Bowl there, and I had, you know, caught that pass.
You should have been MVP, if we're being honest.
No. I don't need that. All our rings are the same size, so that's right. The way. Amen. I look at it. When we're in New Orleans and I was playing for the Vikings, and one of my proudest moments is making top 10 ESPN highlights for end zone celebrations. It was when we were in New Orleans and I scored two touchdowns and I had two cool, like a break
what
dance.
What were they?
One was like a break dance.
Are they on YouTube anywhere?
Yeah, you can find it on YouTube.
Oh, we can't
you
show
do your
them.
Wiggle?
I did. Well, yeah, I did my little wiggle. I was trying to break. It's tough with shoulder pads on. I tried to do a little backspin.
Ooh.
But, you know, I think it was so bad it was good. And I made top 10, and that was in New Orleans. So I've had a good time playing in the Superdome.
Oh, that is awesome. To this day.
Do they still call it the Superdome?
Oh, or Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah, Mercedes. Okay.
Mercedes-Benz is Atlanta. I believe it's the Caesars.
Oh, Super sorry.
Caesar.
No.
Okay.
Not the salad.
Sportsbook.
To this day. Mm-hmm. One of the few things, just when I think about it, I get goosebumps. When Pat Summerall said, choosing to be introduced as a team,
right.
Awesome. I was with all my we're seniors in high school. We're That's jumping so cool. up. We thought we were going to win it already in that
Brady
moment.
Was so amped up in the tunnel. Willie had to tell him, Tom, calm down. He was so amped. Like, the excitement, I'm getting choked up.
Me too, I'm crying.
I'm going back and I'm thinking about it, talking to Pop, and I'm like, every time I see these guys play, I'm like, I got one more play in me. But then I did that challenge with Foyer, and I'm like, ooh, maybe
yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, okay.
But he was so amped up, like the energy that he had, and just like, you know, Willie was like, man, chill, we good, chill. I thought he was going to burn out and before we even hit the field.
I felt so bad for Bledsoe because there's a video that you see where he's headbutting him and he goes, I told you I'd get you here. And I'm like, Drew got you here. He just won last week.
Hey, I give Drew a lot of credit because that's hard to do.
Yeah.
You know, when you see a guy having that success in the role that you used to have that you want to be in, it's very difficult.
Yeah. And he got a very profitable wine industry out of it. So double back is kicking ass.
Real life Tom really liked your end zone celebration, your breakdancing one.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Wendy, I'll give you $20 to do that right now.
I can't.
No, he has children.
The knees in the back don't.
Yeah.
I got to score a touchdown and be in that moment.
Right. Well, we can't show it, but Google it, I guess, and you'll be able to see it. We're going to get to They Said It, but right now here's Courtney with What's Trending.
Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Mario's Roofing. The Bruins take the home opener in overtime 4-3 the final against the Blackhawks.
And it squirts to Minton. He's going to have a long two-on-one with Geeky. Minton, game on his stick, walks in, shoots.
Yeah, that's B's rookie, Fraser Minton, who got the game winner. Korpisalo was in goal. He had 21 saves in the win. They're off tonight before taking on the Sabres at home tomorrow. Puck drop is at 7. The Celtics have another preseason game tonight. That's at 7 in Toronto. And the Eagles fell to the Giants in Thursday Night Football. 34-17 is the final in New York. The Giants held the Super Bowl winner scoreless in the second half to get to 2-4 on the season.
And we're going to hear some very disgruntled A.J. Brown postgame next. And they said it. Good news for Wiggs, potentially, in getting him out of that location.
Well, A.J. Brown's Eagles fell to 4-2 with this loss. Some really sad news yesterday. Beloved member of Loyola University basketball program, Sister Jean, has died at the age of 106.
Wow.
And
for her.
Yeah, unbelievable. And former Sox All-Star Mike Greenwell has died at the age of 62. That's just 2 months after announcing thyroid cancer. It's a Patriots Friday. We were joined by Pop Douglas this morning at 7. If you missed that, you can listen to it on the Odyssey app.
You think he's going to get to Steph Diggs to have me play some big boogie?
I think he might.
I hope so, because now I'm like...
How pumped will you be if you're watching?
I will be so geeked up. For some reason, I'm all over the Steph Diggs stories now because of... just the funniness in it. So if they can
He is, I got to tell you, Steph Diggs is like magnetic.
Yes.
Yeah. He's awesome.
Well, Wiggy and I really liked in the Instagram Live how poor, I mean, we love Stacey James. I'm guessing Stacey told like a poor woman who works for him, like, hey, go tell Steph to get off Instagram Live. And this poor girl is like, hey, get off. And he shows her on the Instagram Live. Like, the whole thing was just hilarious.
Because I could picture myself in that moment, like, and I've been there before where you got these, you know, whether it's these poor young women or men just trying to climb their way up the PR media ladder, and they're coming over and telling you, hey, can you turn the music off or turn it down a little bit? And you're like, really?
That was like the manager at that steakhouse who told me to tell Wiggy and Ty to quiet down. I said, sir, not my job.
Oh, my God.
The Pats matchup with the Saints is Sunday at 1 p.m. And homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, they're honest, and they provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. That's what's trending. We've got They Said It coming up next.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.